score once more. Feels so good. Take me by my hand. I feel so good. Take me by my hand. And let's go strolling in Wonderland. There's my love strolling in the door. There's my love strolling in the door. Baby, let's go strolling by the candy store.
I've told you how it's done, so you better get set, because the bad is coming and you don't want to forget that when it sweeps the nation, you'll all want it too.
This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. It's a wing and a prayer today, folks. In my haste to get here, I managed to leave about half of the show at home, including all the cassette effects and the blues hangover.
That lust for broadcasting.
And, the Sputnik set, all the things you'll hear next week. So we will just randomly spin whatever we have here today, and maybe we'll take some requests or something. Il Bruce is back from sabbatical.
Howdy.
How is Jazz Festering?
Jazz Festering was really fine. It was really fine. I, you know, took the kinks right out of me, man.
Anyway, what do we hear? We heard the Gone All-Stars with 7-Eleven. Jim Jordan and the Regents with Albino Bat. The Rhythmatics with Oomp Boomp. The Diamonds and the Stroll. We opened up with Channy and Chavez and Piccadilly Rose. So, our second disclaimer of the day, when we're only 17 minutes into the show, Scott Ashton's a no-show. We had a little management kind of problem.
Yeah.
The managers, you know, he's in this Scott Morgan band, and the management, they wanted Scott Morgan to come out. So we said, we'll bring him out with Scott Ashton. And they said, well, we don't want to bring Scott Ashton. I guess if we had to play some Stooges records next to their records, it would just pale. And so it was a standoff, and we just canned it.
What were they afraid of? What were they afraid of?
Oh, you know, the mighty Stooges stealing the thunder of the moment, I guess.
I think they thought it was going to be Morton Downey. You know, they got confused, you know.
Yep, we don't even have our jungle drums. We left the whole thing at home. This is, it's kind of a treat. It's something different. It's something different. I have to work hard for a change. I have to think about this. Jesus. Anyway, we're going to go right back into some more music and attempt to tonalize ourselves with Lee Cole.
I saw a cuckoo chick walking down the street. Hey, that's the kind of woman I would like to meet. The coolest little queen of all the queens. She wore a bright red shirt, a pair of tight blue jeans. Cool baby, she's got a dimple in her chin. Cool baby, got wild, she came up walking straight to me. A great big smile, and the Duke joined the wait. And the very next block, we put a quarter in the jukebox and rock, baby. Got a dimple in her chin, cool baby. Got my head in a spin, cool baby.
In the jungle pot, now turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it a loose. Neighborhood, turn it a
loose.
Turn it a loose. And he ain't no fool. Now turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
Turn it a loose.
That jungle juice.
It will make you holler loud.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Mars, I'm as cute as can be. Again, kiss the girl so tenderly, 'cause I'm a little bitty love a bugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty love a bugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty love a bugger man for Mars, and I'm a painting the tile tonight. Yeah. And three arms, I really thrill the girls with all of my charm, 'cause I'm a little bitty love a bugger man for Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty love a bugger man for Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty love a bugger man for Mars, and I'm a doing the town upright. That's all now.
flying saucer. It's a hot rod trade. I got a cute little gal. We're gonna stay out late, 'cause I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. And I'm a going honky tonkin' tonight. Yeah. Can be. She's only got two legs and arms. She sure looks funny to me. 'Cause I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. And I'm having a ball tonight.
This is a hit.
Dollar on your wrist, state of California, if it's like to know. I want a little girl to be all mine in the winter time. When the rain starts raining and the snow starts snowing, you reach up, turn on your radio. Look out, Jack, you better take it slow, 'cause your chicks are raring to go. Well, you reach under the bed, grab a jug, take a little nip, get ready to mug. Look at your gal, you kiss her and you send her, make a holler,
I surrender, I surrender.
I surrender, shoot the liquor to me, John boy. Take a tip from me, she's sweet and my sophronia be.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You know, this is Ham, WFMU, East Orange. We're winging it today. Forgot half the show at home. You missed all kinds of good stuff like our... We won't be having our Billy Martin's birthday tribute. We won't be having our Blues Hangover or the Sputnik set. Those are the things I left home. We're winging it, not to mention all my effects loops. But we got a news report. A little bit of news.
What you got there?
James Brown's wife arrested for arson. The poor woman who was
The famous flames.
Beaten senseless with a lead pipe by Mr. Brown several weeks back.
Mr., please, please, please don't hurt me.
Yeah. Managed to find herself up in Bedford, New Hampshire. Adrian Brown, wife of Godfather of Soul singer James Brown, has been arrested and charged with setting fire to her New Hampshire hotel room, police said. Mr. Brown was not in the room at the time. When he arrived, he was down the hall with the band members, blah, blah, blah. She was released on $2,000 bail, May 25th. Court appearance, state police crime of testing for unknown substance found in Adriana Brown's possession.
Like a melted glass pipe, maybe?
Right. Like the most common way to light your hotel room on fire is to lose control of the freebase torch.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was beating her with a lead pipe. Sylvester Stallone. Not Sly Stone. Maybe they're the same guy. Is in the news today. He's a class act. The humble side was clearly showing while Sylvester Stallone went shopping for jewelry at Ilias Louis-Danius, I think that's it, on East 57th Street. Hollywood's highest paid star had a whole tray of babbles laid out. He turned to a tall, red-headed female customer and said, "Yo, you seem like a chick with style. Do you dig any of these?" The elegant young lady eyed them and coolly replied, "No." Sly asked, "What would you choose?" She showed him a gold cross she'd just picked out. Sly shook his head. "What if she's Jewish?" This is from the Post. That's a real news story, folks.
What a guy.
Yes.
Yeah, what if, Sly? What if?
It's like the Jewish vampire coming in your room, the cross. Von Dweik. Oh, Brian Wilson will be playing a... Tone down the echo a little. Boy, I miss the drums.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson plays a high school teacher Monday in the new Leave It to Beaver on TBS. That's still the Beaver. Mm-hmm. The Cleaver family does a couple of rock and roll numbers in the episode based on Brian's new girl in school. Brian joins in for the finale.
I can't wait, man.
You think Dr. Land...
He's picking his targets pretty well, huh?
Yep. You think Dr. Landy will make a little appearance in the background, like Alfred Hitchcock style?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good chance. So
Power management, Brian.
He gets a lot of songwriting credits.
Yeah, that's true.
Joe Pepitone is going to jail.
Yeah.
First Yankee with mutton chops. Sentenced to 6 months in Rikers Island. Bad place for a guy with mutton chops.
Yeah.
A very unusually harsh offense for a first offender. Joe Pep hangs up the pinstripes for prison stripes Monday to serve out his sentence for a cocaine bust. He had a .22 caliber Derringer and a small amount of 9 ounces of cocaine. Well, that's not really
a small amount. Well, it's less than a suitcase full, I suppose.
Enough to keep the Lakers going for a week.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah. Teens hit crew with $2.6 million suit. Two Alabama teenagers charged at the rock group Motley Crue illegally used fireworks during a 1985 concert, causing one youth to lose an eye and the other to suffer a split lip. Boy, that's bad, a split lip.
Yeah,
worth at least $2.6 million. Robert Miller, 15 at the time of the incident, lost his right eye. He's seeking $2.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
The concert tickets were a birthday present from his parents. Miller, who sat across the room from Nikki Six, a member of the group, claimed he was permanently blinded from an object that came shooting off the stage. The defendants include the city of Huntsville, the site of the concert. They get sued a lot, Motley Crue. Their lead singer was in a car accident that killed a few people.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, Nikki Six played with John Blair for a while.
Right. He was in John and the Night Riders. I guess he figured there's a little less money in surf music than there was in glam rock.
Yeah, well, it's funny because you look at pictures of them, you know, playing live on the cover of that record, and like it's a bunch of guys in suits and ties, except for this one guy. He's like got his bass down around his ankles, you know.
Death to fake glam.
There you go, man.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Andrea.
Yeah.
Who's 16 today.
16 years old and never been kissed. This polka's for you, babe.
You can't get many tones out of a mallard call.
Yeah.
Can't play Happy Birthday on it.
We gotta get one with a slide.
We got the geese. Anyway, also say hi to everybody over at Steve Hager's party. Anything to announce? Tuesday, the Survival Research Laboratory will demolish the entire borough of Queens.
Yeah.
May 17th, that's Tuesday, Shea Stadium parking lot, Flushing Meadow, Corona Park. You know, they should have it where the World's Fair used to be and blow up the globe. That would be good.
The Unisphere.
Okay, get your pen out because I don't want to be answering the phone too much today. The number is to call for tickets, area code 212-255-5793.
Shea Stadium in flames, fans.
Right. Anything else to watch? Thursday, our old pal Hank Ballard and the Midnighters will be at the Lone Star Cafe, the best rock and roll band you'll ever see in this day and age, in tuxedos, cummerbunds, matching steps.
Fresh from their sojourn in New Orleans for the Jazz Fest.
Right, where they tour things up properly.
Yep.
And
featuring Billy Spunky Onions Davis.
Right. We have anything else to announce? Tonight... the Scott Morgan Band, whose drummer Scott Ashton's managers don't want him here. Afraid he might steal the show.
Yeah, they're playing with Dash Riprock from New Orleans. Not right. A bad combo by any means.
Billy Martin's birthday Monday. Happy birthday, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, there was an interesting thing.
Take him out to a bar.
Interesting little item in Newsday this week about remember the hockey controversy. They threw the coach of the Devils out of the ring, banned him for one game. He got a court order to come back. They couldn't find the commissioner of hockey. Because to settle the dispute, the refs slid off the ice. Whatever they do, they skated off the ice.
Yeah, they got these guys in yellow T-shirts to officiate instead.
And I guess it was surmised that the reason why they couldn't find the commissioner of hockey was he was in Arlington, Texas, beating Billy Martin with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
So that clears up two sports controversies. How about Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Gave his Rolls Royce to two cops after he crashed
it
up.
They didn't know what to do. They went and hid it in a garage because they didn't want to have to give it back,
Poor Mike, he's been having marital troubles, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, he hasn't even been in training. His fight with Michael Spinks coming up next month.
You know what it is? They're trying to do the odds thing, They're like, he's training in secret, I'll bet. They're just trying to, overwhelming, betting killing when he knocks out Spinks in the first.
Bring the odds down. Well, they haven't even decided whether they're going to fight 12 or 15 rounds. The 15 rounds favors Spinks.
Yeah.
But... you never know.
He's the kind of guy that, you hit him and he doesn't fall down, though,
Yeah, his neck is about the width of a Honda Civic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a whole lot of... You have to ask yourself when you're going to bet on a boxing match. Spinks, his punches cannot really hurt Tyson. Tyson's punches can't hurt Spinks. Although that didn't really apply to the Leonard Hagler fight. Leonard's punches were not phasing Marvin Hagler, but he did land about five times as many and win the fight.
Doug Somm called it, man. It's a fix. It's a fix.
You think that Hagler-Leonard was a fix?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what they would have offered Hagler to fix the fight.
I don't know. He wouldn't have to do any more Pizza Hut commercials. Music maestro.
He's going to get the part of Uncle Fester on the new Addams Family.
Yeah.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Or in our case, Rex Garvin.
Come on. daily striving my gears, and everybody calls me Spark Blue. Yeah, yeah, Spark Blue. I'm just looking for some loving, and everybody calls me Spark Blue. Now, I used to have a gal named Sally, and she was sweet as she could be. Well, we had a fight and broke up one night because she couldn't keep up with me. Now everybody calls me Spark Blue. Yeah, 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 Spark Blue. I'm just looking for some loving, yeah. And everybody calls me Spark Blue. Just getting started, you see. Now everybody calls me Spark Blue. Yeah, Spark Blue. I'm just looking for some loving, and everybody calls me Spark Blue.
one, she went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in a hospital bed.
Used to live on pizza, now I live on sugar. philosopher once said.
Yeah, this is Jerome Green, and you're listening to The Hound and Sit, WFMU.
Thank you, Jerome. Yeah, Elvis with an amazing heavy metal version of Hound Dog recorded live in 1956.
That one goes out to what's left of Peter Holsapple.
Boy, yeah. We heard Manitoba's Ye Olde Wild Kingdom with New York, New York, and the songwriting genius of Andy Chernoff. I ran into Manitoba yesterday on the street, and I can't tell you all the details, but there's a possibility his face will be on the cover of TV Guide in the near future, at least Cable Guide.
Yeehaw.
Yes. We heard the Sonics with Louie Louie, and for those of you in the know, there is a Louie Louie Day Parade in Philadelphia next Sunday.
I'll be there.
We heard the Beach Boys with Long Tall Texan, the Bell Notes and No Dice, Freddie Cannon and Tallahassee Lassie. Jan and Dean with Gonna Hustle You, the Trashman Bird Dance Beat. We opened up with the Beach Boys and Do It Again.
Do It Again. Somebody request more feedback?
Yes.
Good deal.
Several requests for more feedback. So, what do you think of this Atlantic Records 40th birthday party?
Now, explain this to me. They're having a benefit for themselves? Is that what that is?
No, they're just blowing their own horn. 11 hours long. I bet that'll be a thrill a minute.
I don't want to hear that! I don't want to hear that!
I think if somebody... If you put the Survival Research Laboratory show together with the Atlantic Records 40th birthday party...
Yeah,
then
and a
you
Mets
might,
Giants doubleheader.
You
and,
might do the world some good if you can have the Survival Research Laboratory shooting all their horrible weapons towards the stage for the Led Zeppelin reunion and, you know, when Paul Schaefer gets on stage, because you know that'll happen.
Yeah, and you know he won't get off either. Mike Love, redeem yourself.
Jerry Wexler, all those guys. You know, you can just blow them away and that'll... If Mark Pauline is out there.
Yeah.
Oops,
hound dog, hound dog.
Huh?
Never mind.
Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. If we haven't said that today, we're a little embarrassed about the fact. Happy birthday to Andrea.
Still.
Things to announce. Everybody at Steve Hager's party. Hi. Things to announce. Thursday night at the Lone Star Cafe. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. The Scott Morgan Band featuring rock action of the Stooges tonight at Maxwell's.
Yeah, with Dash Rip Rock.
And is there anything else to announce? The Survival Research Laboratory will be blowing up the Shea Stadium parking lot May 17th. Call 212-255-5793. And don't bother me with a phone call. I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, and the Dixie Hummingbirds.
The Dixie Hummingbirds tonight at 38th Street.
Probably the best value for your entertainment dollar for the you hardy uptown traveling types.
Right. Anyway, it's time for Soul Caboose. We didn't do it last week, so we got a lot of requests for it. This week, send this one out to Pearl, Andre Williams. Who, wait a second, we should go into this while we're playing it. We hear a rumor that Andre Williams is producing a Terrence Darby record. Yikes.
Son, his name is Monday. He never give me no problems till on Sunday. He came to me one day, he said, Daddy, I got a little girl. I said, well, son, how do you know that she did you? He said, Daddy, she can do the pearl. I said,
pearl, baby, pearl, baby, pearl, baby, pearl, baby, pearl.
But then that's good, son. I'd sit him down, you know. Me and him had to have a little talk. I said, son, is you sure that this pearl is the girl? He said, Daddy, I'm absolutely positive that my girl is Pearl. I said, well, all right, son, if that's your girl, then I'm going out and on the floor and do the pearl.
Pearl, baby, pearl, baby, pearl.
I'm so proud of myself, 1967. Don't Pearl Andre Jr., you're looking
good.
When we were young, you loved only me. good in your mini skirt. Every time I see you, you wanna do a little dirt. But you walk by and stick out your tongue. I had a chance when we were young. I think I made a boo boo.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, man.
What'd you do last night?
Man, I went to a party last night.
Tell me what happened to you, man.
Went to a party last night. The party was getting dead. Then I saw a pin up in the corner.
What'd you say, man? What'd you say?
And this is what I said.
It's raining on my windowpane. Now, I feel the need of you, because without you, nothing seems the same. So I'll wait until you're home. Again, I love you, but I'm all alone. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you.
Right on. come to you in your sleep but a dream. And it's phony. And that's for the birds, cause they can fly away from it. I done told you about judging a book from its cover. Like the old saying, all looks ain't alike and all niggas ain't black. Right on, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Now, baby, right on. Same fat chicks that you look at and say, she could be Miss Right on, right on. It's a shame. So many people got security mixed up with wealth. Bad trip. Like the rich man, he go out looking for the pretty girl look for the rich man. The two get together, sad news. You know, when you was a kid, you used to hurt your finger and you run home to your mama, and she would put her arm around and she'd pat you on the back. That's the security we're looking for. Right on. One thing about the dark, you can't tell black from white. Everything feel right. Right on, right on.
Right on.
Now baby, right on.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep.
Right on.
Right on. What? Ike Turner with Right On. Eloquent little fella there. Holed up in Bullock Studios circa 1972 with a big old rock in front of him. He's definitely more talented than Tina, no doubt about it.
Yeah, just because of that saying. But then again, you know, Sonny and Cher.
Sonny never got his due. Cher wins an Academy Award. Irma Thomas, Time Is On My Side. To St. McCall, Nothing Takes the Place of You. We heard Doug Clark and his Hot Nuts with Baby Let Me Bang Your Box. Rufus Thomas and I Think I Made a Boo-Boo. And we opened up with Andre Williams and Pearl Time. We got another tip. Friday night at the Meadowlands, AC/DC. It's probably sold out, but Todd, our man on the metal scene, assures us that if you get there about the time the opening band goes on, you can get a scalper ticket cheap.
Yeah, I guess that means I'm not going for free, huh?
Doesn't look like it.
Maybe Craig will get the flu.
Well, now that summer's hit and everybody's out of the house, we can go into the martini set, you know, for the wasps who are at home with their cocktails. That's about that time. So send this out to everybody with name Biff or Chad. And
yeah.
We'll kick it off with Louis Prima.
Murray. Oh, Murray,
oh, Murray,
in your arms, I'm longing to be,
I'm meant to be,
ah, baby,
ah, baby,
tell me you love me,
tell me you love me,
kiss me once while the stars shine above me,
shine above me,
yeah, Murray,
yeah, Murray,
oh, Murray,
oh, Murray,
in your arms, I am longing. Come here, Sam. Come over here, boy. Where, Muddy? Where, Muddy? One is on her. She plays a pretty. Bye, my dummy. Bye, my dummy. Oh, no, no, don't, no, no. Oh, no, no, the bracha to good day. What happened, Sam? You can't play an Italian. Oh, it's a French horn. Oh. Quando zona. Yes, it's pretty. Hey, 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 hey. Come on to me.
sunshine if you would come to me soon. And until you will, still my heart, I'll hide the
set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my babe and one more for the road. I got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad, can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my babe and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's talked away? Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer, I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned that soon might explode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. The long, it's so long, the long, very long. I do the best I can.
bother me. If I ever cross your mind, girl, girl, if you ever think about me, pretty baby, if I ever cross your mind, well, you know I'm yours, and I know you're mine. Do 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 do.
Gather round while I tell you about this brand new job I found. Now, if you can't get close, just lend me your ear, 'cause this is something I want you all to hear. Last night, Paul looked me right dead in the eye. He said, son, what would you do if I should happen to die? So you better get out of here, boy, and try to find yourself something to do, 'cause I'm getting mighty sick and tired of taking care of you. Now, Ma heard him talking and she started to cry, but I could tell from the looks in his eyes that he wasn't lying. So I had to get out, fellas, and try to find myself something to do. Of course, I knowed all along that good jobs are so few. But this morning while standing down on the corner high, a nice clean job came strutting by.
What? Job's walking down the street?
Yeah, man. She was the cutest little job you ever did meet. She was neat and she was sweet from her head to her feet. Now we got all acquainted and everything's all reet, 'cause I'm working with my baby. Boy, we sure have plenty fun. Yes, I'm working with my baby. Man, we sure have plenty fun. We work from dawn to sunset, trying to get our day's work done. Yes, we work at a candy kitchen. She makes my lollipop. Well, we work in a candy kitchen. She makes my lollipop. Every time we start working, she says, daddy, daddy, please don't stop. She's got great big pretty legs. She's shaped up in the middle. I love to work with her, 'cause she makes my peanut brittle. Working with my baby, boy, she loves to work with me. I guess we'll just keep on working till we raise a family.